On the day of Pentecost, we have an opportunity to take a look at the serious power of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. The narrative of the valley full of dry bones is not only illustrative or symbolic of God's power. It gives us a glimpse of what He can do by the sheer power of His Word. If He does that with bones, He can do it with us too. When we say that this symbolizes the house of Israel, it symbolizes the members of Blessed Savior as well. We can only do things by the power of the Holy Spirit. We are helpless, powerless, paralyzed, completely without the Holy Spirit. But with the Holy Spirit we can do, and we do great things. Pentecost is the 50th day after the resurrection. That's very meaningful. Pentecostes means 50th in Greek. It is an ordinal number, not a cardinal number. 1, 2, 3, 4 are cardinals. If I say I have 3 cars, then you can imagine that. But if I tell you I had my 3rd car accident this week, that changes things. 3rd cannot exist without a 2nd or a 1st before it. 3rd is hinged to the 1st. The first day was the resurrection of Christ. The 40th day, His ascension. The 50th day, the coming down of the Holy Spirit on the disciples. And that day, the 50th day after the resurrection, marks the birth of the Christian church as you and I know it. Up to then, the disciples had the gospel. They knew the good news, but they didn't spread it. So the full meaning, the task of the Christian church was given to combat one situation, sin. Take away sin and give salvation and eternal life to people. Everything that the church has to do is to proclaim the gospel. In all things the church does, the task is still the proclamation of the gospel. The church would not exist if it were not for sin. So the church is God's answer to sin. It takes away the guilt of the sin. It controls actual daily sin, and it imparts forgiveness and salvation. The Lord announces the birth of the church to a swollen population in Jerusalem. He always does that. Whenever He has a press announcement, He calls the press together, the press of the world. There were people from 15 or more nations in Jerusalem on that day. And they all heard it in their own language, even though the disciples were speaking the gospel in Hebrew, Aramaic, or Greek. God translated it in mid-ear. Just as He once confused the languages in Babel, people speaking the same language would understand different things. Here, He takes one language or 3 languages and multiplies it into 15. God is like that. He does what He wants to do, not what makes sense, not what you and I think would be possible or likely. Up to that day, the disciples were afraid for their lives. They were hiding in that upper room in which they had eaten the Last Supper, possibly. And they were fearing the Jews. Any association with Christ was dangerous to your health. People would persecute you and kill you eventually. But now they throw caution to the wind. They take out their little soapboxes, climb on, and start to proclaim the gospel for everyone to hear. 3,000 people were converted to the Christian church on that first day. It is God's initial push. And then, all of a sudden, the gospel is being preached throughout the whole world, because every one of those 3,000 took it to their own home and village and city and started to teach the gospel there. This phenomena of the church coming to life was predicted by Ezekiel 700 years before it happened. When the Holy Spirit comes down, things happen. He activates. The Holy Spirit is the energy that equips the church to go and do things and to proclaim the gospel. Without it, we would be discouraged. But with the Holy Spirit, we can go and face all kinds of difficulties. We overcome great obstacles. We do not proclaim the gospel because it's fun or because it's easy. No, we do it because it is necessary and it is difficult. But we have the help from above, and we can do it. The Spirit of truth has come, and Jesus uses an interesting word, a preposition. He does not say the Spirit will guide you in all truth. No, he says that this is a progressive process. The Spirit will guide you into all truth. Into means transportation, movement, locomotion. Into, you grow, you are moving. In is in. Out is out, but into is moving. The Spirit of truth will guide you into all truth. Hence, the need for weekly meetings with our Lord so that he can continue to instill in us greater light, greater and deeper truth. So this is what we do. We are about 80 generations after the disciples, and we are still speaking the word of truth, the gospel of the salvation for all people. We have pedigree, we have history, we have ancestors called Peter, Matthew, Bartholomew, Andrew, John, James, etc. Those are our ancestors in the proclamation of the gospel business. The Holy Spirit empowers the church to do its task. We are not alone. We don't have to dig up facts. The Holy Spirit reveals them to us as we read the Word of God. In serving the Lord in His kingdom, we see an opportunity, not an obligation. We do it because we want to, because the Holy Spirit enabled us. May the Lord bless our work until the day of the resurrection of all flesh. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.